I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. 60 years ago this month, South Carolina executed George Stinney Jr. At the age of 14 years, 6 months, and 5 days, he was the youngest person put to death in the U.S. since the 19th century. George Stinney was a black youth convicted of murdering 2 white girls, Betty June Binnaker, age 11, and Mary Emma Timms, age 8. He confessed to the crime. The trial lasted less than 3 hours. No witnesses were called. No evidence was presented on behalf of the defense. It took an all-white jury 10 minutes to sentence George Stinney to death. He was electrocuted 6 weeks later. To this day, his family remains convinced of his innocence. The families of the 2 young victims are convinced of his guilt. In this, their first broadcast interviews, we get the story from 2 sides, from Catherine Stinney Robinson, the sister of the executed young man, George Stinney, and from Lorraine Bailey, the only surviving sibling of victim Betty June Binnaker.
My name is Catherine Stinney Robinson, and I'm the younger sister of George Stinney Jr.
My name is Lorraine Bailey. Betty June Binnaker was my baby sister. That afternoon, she and the other little girl next door wanted to go pick some flowers. And she got on her bicycle and took the other little girl with her. She said, we'll be back in about 30 minutes. And they rode off on the bicycle.
The 2 little girls passed our house, and they said they were going looking for May Pops and asked us if we knew anything about May Pops. We said no. You know, and they just went on down the street riding their bikes, 2 little girls.
When she didn't come back, we started to worry because she never did do that. She always was there when she said she was going to be there, and she never did come back. They looked all night long for them. They found them the next day, both of them. Well, I can't describe that.
And all I remember is the people coming to a house and taking my brother, and no police officer with hats or anything. These were men in suits or whatever that came. I don't know how they knew to come to that house and pick up my brother.
Everybody knew that he'd done it, even before they had the trial. They knew he'd done it. But I don't think they had too much of a trial.
I remember Mother cried so. She cried, her little eyes all swollen. I would hear her praying. She said, I just want you to change the minds of men. But my son didn't do this. But it wasn't long after that that they just did it. And he was gone.
I think if he was able to kill 2 people, he didn't have any business to be living. If he got away with that, next time he probably would have killed 3.
I remember going to the funeral. I couldn't believe what they had done to that little boy. I'll never forget the way he looked.
Well, I think about it all the time. I got a picture over there of her. She was a real pretty little girl. She had dark brown hair and dark brown eyes. She was just a darling baby.
He was like my idol, you know. He was very smart in school, very artistic. He could draw all kinds of things. We had a good family. Small house, but it was a lot of love. It took my mother a long time to get over it, and maybe she never got over it.
I don't think my mom ever got over it. I don't think none of us ever got over it. Still not over it, I don't reckon. I don't reckon you ever get over something like that.
Catherine Stinney Robinson of Newark, New Jersey, and Lorraine Bailey of St. George, South Carolina. Our story was produced by Karen Callahan and Eliza Bettinger of Sound Portraits. To see pictures and read George Stinney's prison record, go to npr.org.